You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, which means it's SME of the Week time, and we're looking at a very interesting SME this week, a company by the name of Sunkin. I'm joined on the line by the company's founder and CEO, Dee Kutzer. Good evening, Dee. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is Sunkin?
Firstly, thank you very much for having me on. So Sunkin, in a nutshell, is UPF 50+ certified fabrics and garments made for children between the ages of 2 and 9 years old. And it is everyday wear to keep them sun safe.
Now, Dee, when you say sun safe, are you saying you've made clothing that is sun safe for children?
Yes, no, that's completely what we're saying. It's sun safe because it's an important distinction between regular clothing and sun safe clothing in our eyes. And it's quite a new category. So with regular clothing, there's no guarantee as to how much protection that garment that you or your child is wearing is offering you. Mm. Unless if it's lab tested, then fine. But that's not going to be, that's not our reality. So we don't know. But what we do know is that the average white t-shirt only offers a UPF of about 7, which is far from adequate. So our clothing is sun safe because it guarantees that it's UPF 50, which means it blocks 1/50th of UV radiation. And that's 98%. Of harmful rays. So it's a new category, and it's not regular clothing. It's for everyday.
How did you get this right? How did you come up with a concept and get to the point where you got it right with production and all of that? And on the production side of it, is it affecting the costs?
That's a big question. So to begin with, in answer to your first question, I moved here from the UK, and I soon began to realize that the sun was playing havoc on my skin. I noticed severe sort of wrinkles and lines on my face and my hands, which I hadn't had when I'd moved here. So I guess I underestimated how harsh the Southern Hemisphere sun is. And that happened quite quickly. It happened within the first year of me moving here. But so that the seed was planted, but it was only a few years later when I was applying sunscreen on my children and doing the obligatory thing, you know, applying sunscreen just on the face, the arms and the legs, you know, just the bits that are showing. But I started wondering about how much protection their regular clothes were offering. And that's when I went down numerous rabbit holes. And that was a really long and expensive process. Because from what I could see, there was you could buy sun-safe apparel for adults, and it was usually in synthetic fibers, but it was always in synthetic fibers, and it was sports gear. So if you want to run, you could have like a hoodie that's made in nylon. And once I learned that the average t-shirt, white t-shirt, has a UPF of 7, I that was it. I was just on a mission to find something suitable for my children to protect them, because I didn't want their skin to be prematurely aging or getting sunburn. And so the outline costs were really, really high, because that was the research stage. And like I said, that took me down a number of rabbit holes, because I had a bee in my bonnet about doing it in natural fibers. And so ultimately we found great fabrics now, but they are premium fabrics. So the cost is high. And also we're producing in factories, we're producing small quantities and batch dyeing small quantities. And that also is a very expensive process.
Dee, are the clothes made locally?
Yes, they are. They're all made in CMTs in Cape Town, which has been fantastic. I've loved working with factories here. And it also means that I get to keep an eye on the clothing too. Like I can check in and do quality checks whenever I need to. And I'm there for any questions. I can pop in. The fact that they're so accessible is an absolute bonus.
Absolutely. And what about the rest of the range? I mean, you mentioned you've got children's clothing covered. Are you looking to expand the range? Is it specific seasonal wear, or is it sort of all year round? What's in the range at the moment?
That's a great question, because I want to just please touch on the fact that is it all year round? Yes, it is. And cloud cover is not going to protect us from UV radiation. Up to about 80% of UV radiation will still pass through clouds. And this is such a new area of research. We're still learning. So sun protection should be worn all year round. Your children should be covered in the right clothing and should be wearing SPF 50 every single day, regardless of season. And in answer to your question about the current range, yes, it is currently just clothing and accessories for children, but we will definitely be expanding into adult wear, starting with women's wear, hopefully in the very near future.
Sounds fantastic. Dee, let's look at the most important question. How do people get a hold of you? How do people get access to the products? Where can we find the products? All of those details.
So they're currently available online on our website, which is sunkinlife.com. And we're also supported by the local edit, who have been fantastic and have been early supporters. So those are the two e-commerce sites that the product is available right now.
And in terms of the e-commerce ordering, I'm just on the website now. And delivery-wise, nationwide delivery, we can sort of ship anywhere in South Africa?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got great career partners, and if you spend 800 rand or more, we will do. We'll give you free shipping.
That's fantastic. I see you also have some accessories on the site. What about the hats? Are they also made from the same sorts of materials or the same considerations that you put into the clothing side of the business? Or are these just regular hats that are good for sun protection?
No, they are very specifically made from the fabrics that we have tested. So they are also lab certified UPF 50 plus fabrics. And they also have the wider brim. So that's in line with the Cancer Association of South Africa guidelines. So they are very specifically made in that style with that fabric. And we also offer what I call sun blankets. And those are, they're brilliant. So I keep one in my car. If we go to a vineyard or if we're walking on the prom or something, I know that I can put that over my kids' shoulders if they happen to be wearing, like if they don't have something sun protective on, and they'll be protected or I'll be protected. And the other great use for that is if you're walking with your pram or you've got a baby sleeping, and you want to protect them from the sun. I see so many women, parents, using these thin muslin cloths, and I just don't believe that's going to offer the adequate protection that a newborn baby or a very young child needs. Whereas if you drape that sun fabric over the bonnet of a pram or buggy, then your child will be sun safe. So it's a very versatile accessory.
Mm. Dee, you mentioned that the fabrics and the fibers that you use, a lot of them are natural fibers. I wonder, from a sustainability perspective, how is that playing out in terms of the decisions that you've had to make when you build the business? Are you looking at longer term sustainability and environmental concerns when looking at your manufacturing processes and the like?
So in the long term, we will be looking to source organic cottons and natural fibers, which will definitely increase the sustainability. And in the meantime, what we offer is genderless clothing, which means that it can be passed down to siblings and to friends, regardless of gender. And we believe that clothing should be bought, like good quality clothing should be bought so that it can last the test of time and then be passed down as well. And that's very important to us, to buy well, wear well, and pass on.
Buy well, wear well. Sunskin is the company's name, and they do sun-safe apparel for your children. Be sure to check them out. Sunkinlife.com is the website. Thank you so much, Dee, for those insights. We wish you all the best in your business. Quite a remarkable opportunity you found here. That's Dee Kutzer, who is the founder and CEO of Sunkin, joining me for this week's SME of the Week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.